engaging sermons on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
A reading from the beginning of the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the holy ones and faithful brothers and sisters in Christ in Colossae. Grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love that you have for all the holy ones, because of the hope reserved for you in heaven. Of this you have already heard through the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you. Just as in the whole world it is bearing fruit and growing, so also among you, from the day you heard it and came to know the grace of God in truth, as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow slave, who is a trustworthy minister of Christ on your behalf. I trust in the mercy of God forever. I trust in the mercy of God forever. I, like a green olive tree, in that's for what you have done, and proclaim the goodness of your name before your faithful ones. I trust in the mercy of God forever, Lord. After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they at sunset, all who had people sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God," because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him, and when they came to him of God, "Because for this purpose I have been sent." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So, friends, we see in the Gospel about who he was. They knew he was the Messiah, but he told them to keep quiet about it. Now, that sort of rubs us the wrong way, right? If the Messiah, the Son of God, we've got to invite everybody to embrace him while there is still time. Woe to me, as St. Paul says, if I do not preach the gospel. People that he was the Messiah. He had to explain what kind of Messiah he was. Because the people off the yoke of the Roman Empire, there were people in Palestine there, always sort of at the boiling point, ready to take the Messiah while they would begin the revolutionary activity, choosing him as their leader in that. Well, this was of the prophet Isaiah. He opened not his mouth. He was led away like a sheep to the slaughter. By his wounds we are healed. A man of sorrow. When he multiplied the bread, they wanted to come off and make him king. And he walked through the crowd and went away. Suffer many things. Be rejected. Not be enthroned. Be rejected by the chief priests, the scribes, and the Pharisees. Be put to death. And in the process of that, of fulfilling those prophecies of Isaiah about the suffering servant, in the process of that, redeem the world. You see, when he went to the upper room after the resurrection, the first Easter night, and he sat down with those apostles, as they astonished as they were that they were seeing him alive again, remember the first thing he said to them? He sat them down and he said, "So it was that the Christ had to suffer, be rejected and crucified. So it was foretold," and he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, just as he had done that afternoon with the disciples on the road to Emmaus, talked to them about all rejected
win the glorious victory over the kingdom of Satan and of death precisely by submitting to death, this is hard. This is the pen to suffer these things. It wasn't a defeat. It was a victory. And that's why he told the demons, keep quiet. The role of the servant. The Son of Man has come not to be served, but to serve. Curing the sick, let us join him in that mission. Let us serve and give our lives. Endure the sufferings God allows.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.